See, when we hear the truth and we haven't been walking in, we need to change immediately. And say, Lord, you're right, you know. Then give him glory. Isn't that what's up? And they glorified God, saying, then has God also to the Gentile granted repentance unto life. Who did it? So who am I? Who are you? Who are we to stand in the way of what God wants to do, what God is doing? What is this about? God wants you to know in this hour, there have been many different kinds of stuff from the religious world, from the world of darkness, and from the world itself to try to bring discouragement to you, you, and you, to make you back off, to make you calm down, and just be a normal churchgoer. Don't just go to church and be satisfied. But we can't do that. Too much fire in the Holy Ghost. Too much power. Hallelujah. And God has a plan. And he has a purpose and a destiny for his children. And we in this hour, you just mark my word, if you don't believe. We in this hour gotta wake up and don't let nothing get in our way. So we got, see, many of the members they got excuses tonight. They make false promises. I don't know if they don't plan to keep it or they just let stuff get in the way. But when the church, I'm talking about the body of Christ, when you come to this, to assemble yourself together, be the only place you can find peace and protection. And many are going to suffer many things because they have neglected their salvation. So that's why we can't be quiet. We got to shout it out. We got to keep telling it. We got to keep living it. We got to keep being the example that we should be as a New Testament believer. We can't be ashamed or withdraw and hold back and think that because we talk about certain things, that we're going to offend people. People get offended whether you say anything or not. Sometimes people look at you and get offended. So what are you going to do? You can't change how you look. You may fix up yourself, make yourself look better, and become a good-looking thing. But we cannot dumb down this truth, which the church needs so desperately and don't know how desperate they need it in this hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we begin to get deeper revelation, see, it's coming. I'm telling you tough stuff the Lord is showing me and helping me. And sometimes, anyway, stuff he's showing me and it's so good because it confirms, it strengthens, it causes you to grow and cause you to live in a place where you're not afraid, you have peace, trouble all around you, stuff come at you, but great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen? Amen. So here's where we're going. Why was it so important that these Jewish brethren understand that this was for the Gentiles too? You know why? Jesus said he came so that all nations could be saved. And Jews were thinking he came only to them. And then when he did come, they had a problem because John said what? He came unto his own and his own received him not. Hallelujah. He wanted you, the Jewish people. He wanted the Jewish people to get this so that they wouldn't hold back on preaching the gospel around the world. If they had conceived the idea and kept it, you know what they would have been trying to do? Preach the gospel to the Jews only. But in Paul's calling, if you remember, in Paul's, when God told Ananias to go to the house where Paul was, he said, let him see how much he's going to suffer for my name's sake. He got to preach to the Jews, to the Israelites, and to the Gentile world, and how much he will suffer for my name's sake. Did Paul go to the Gentile world? Did he ever? Here's where we are. He wanted these believers, as he wants the believers today, to know it's not about a name on the building, or you join yourself to a group with a certain name, but it's about becoming one with the Lord. And how do we become one with the Lord? Through the new birth. And he wants you to understand, once you become one with him, I'm on the inside of you. And the more revelation you get of this, he wants you to know, because of my indwelling presence, there's nothing you can't do. And that's why the scripture said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Have you ever had a task? Have you ever had a situation to come up in your life? Something you was trying to do, and your mental capacity, and even your natural ability in learning said, I can't do this. But you look to another source on the inside. Right here. And there was something say you can do it. Your flesh wanted to fold up and quit, but something on the inside, yes, sir, kept telling you, you can do it. Am I right about it?